Hello! Welcome to the world of Pokemon. My name is not Nick. These guys call me their...
What is your name?
That's a secret. And you're listening to Pokemon Rollout, a real play Pokemon tabletop United RPG podcast. What's your name? I'm Paul, and I play Charlie.
I'm Michael, and I play Professor Sneeze.
And I'm Lydia, and I play Liliana.
And Nick is the Game Master, by the way.
But I'm not Nick.
I know, you're not.
Professor Sneeze, you know that Xatu are rumored to have visions of the future. Charlie, you know that the reason Xatu are known as very still Pokemon is because apparently they are constantly looking into the future with their right eye, and they don't move out of fear of making their future come true. So they usually don't see good things. And so it's staring at all of you, and it shudders once, and then it turns and swoops down towards its trainer. She kind of ran to be closer to it while farther away from you, swoops towards her, and as soon as it gets to her, hits her, there's a flash of purple light, and they vanish.
Wait, what did it say?
Professor Sneeze, again with your things, that was the move Teleport. With moving both of them means they couldn't have moved more than 4 meters away. Since they are not in view anywhere, there might be a tunnel nearby.
There might be a tunnel that they teleported into.
So, you're saying it's a tunnel that is not necessarily aware to us, so it might be a secret? A secret tunnel?
Might be a secret tunnel.
Unfortunately, there are no mountains nearby.
Secret tunnel.
Secret tunnel.
Secret tunnel.
But that means it is the Gabite's turn, and without that person being there anymore, the Gabite is going to focus on you all. The first thing, it has to roll a confusion check, and it kind of shakes its head. You can tell it's still woozy, but it is good to move. It stomps its foot and roars. Guess what? You're all in a sandstorm again. Yes, it uses sandstorm. And since you're all in combat, it's kind of difficult to do your cost-cutting measures. Cost-cutting. Your HP-preserving measures, your cost-cutting measures. Yes. Liliana, you're up. At the beginning of your turn, lose a tick of HP.
Okay. What Liliana's going to do right now is she's going to just keep heading for the cave. She's also going to release Grunge and say, Grunge, make sure that the ones that are in the cave are calm. Everything is fine. We're not here to hurt them. We're just trying to look to help, okay? Just reassure them of that.
Grunge kind of looks at you, up at you, panting happily, and looks over, and it's like, all right. He kind of is like, friends. New friends. Okay.
Yep, new friends. Go meet them.
Charlie and Katana want to find the evil trainer lady and her evil Xatu. Could I roll a check of some kind for Katana to find her? Like, either focus or...
Katana does not have any... She has tracker, but she does not have any psychic senses, nor does she have teleport herself.
Katana's turn. I can't call out Nilla to, teleport and figure that out, can I?
It is Katana's turn. It's not your turn, but yes.
Correct. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's Katana's turn, so I can't do this.
You cannot, no.
The one thing I would ask is, and I'm guessing the answer is probably no, but let me ask. She has a stealth of 4d6 plus 1. Would you allow her to, using her stealth knowledge and ability, to try and seek out, where others could possibly be hiding?
Her stealth has nothing to do with teleportation. It's the kind of thing, there are things like Aura Sight, and there's actually an ability that allows you to see traces of magic and psychic abilities. I forget the name of it. And so that's one of the things that's set up for it. It's a researcher ability. And so without that or without psychic senses or teleportation yourself, it's very hard to follow a teleporter. Like, even the reason that Professor Sneeze knows this is because he got high enough in Pokemon education to know how teleport the move works. Yes, psionic analysis is the name of it from the occultism research field.
I guess Charlotte just says, Katana, I don't know, like, I don't want you attacked the Gabite, I mean, for a couple reasons, like, you don't match up too well against it, but, like, also, it's just protecting its egg over there, so let's stay vigilant and ready to, attack, the Zatu if it comes back. Can I ready an action with Katana and just let her attack if and when the Zatu returns?
Sure, yes. So you have a trigger. If the Zatu returns, you will attack. That is acceptable, yes. Professor Sneeze, it is your turn, and you lose a tick of HP.
I want to roll another Pokemon education. Have I seen the Carbink and the egg?
Charlie pointed it out to you, so yes, you can squint into there.
I want to roll a Pokemon ed on that whole situation.
Okay.
That's 25.
25. Okay, yes, so these are Carbink. They are rock and fairy type Pokemon. No evolution, though there's a story or a legend that you vaguely know that sometimes they become really powerful or something, or they have some sort of special, separate, not exactly evolution, but like related Pokemon that they sometimes turn into. They are eaten by Sableye often, due to being gems. So, the Sableye like them. And because Gabite like shiny things, they will sometimes steal them and hoard them in their nests. Now, the thing is, because Gabites also attack any Sableye that come near them, and because Carbink don't really need to eat anything, they really have no issue with being in a Gabite's nest unless one of them decides that they don't like being there. So, it could very easily be a symbiotic, oh, it's kind of nice to be here. We'll just stick around and we'll help him, and we'll help out with protecting the nest or the area for it.
So all these Carbink are like, yes, Gabite, we will be your trophy wives.
Pretty much. It's like going back to the talking to dragons type thing. It's like, oh, I'm going to go be a dragon's princess because why not? Yeah, job security. You get to learn magic and all these different things, and betrothals that you don't want have to fight a dragon if they want to go after you, so. Yes, so these Carbink, and they are surrounding, it's a little hard to see with the sandstorm and everything going on, but you're fairly certain that is a Gible egg, which Gabite are already monstrously territorial, and one of your number hit it with a water-type move in the rain just a little bit ago. Even if you leave, it's probably going to chase you.
I don't suppose I could use that Pokemon education to try to talk it down. Be like, I'm sorry, we'll leave, and you don't need to chase us.
I will say, due to that Pokemon education, you know the fact that it is not going to be appeased by words alone, but you do know, once again, that Gible or Gabite love shiny things. If you give it something or some things that are shiny enough...
I'm not giving it my badges.
But then it can go and challenge the Elite Four.
I want that alternate universe story.
It has four Gabite.
Carbink.
Four Carbink. Yes,
it's and if it goes up against any Dragon Trainer, which like is a very common Elite Four thing, it's fine. Against a Rock Fairy type, like Lance doesn't stand a chance.
You have the ethical concerns behind when the egg hatches using its child as its fifth Pokemon, but...
Minor oversight.
As if Pokemon is not already marred with, like, ethical dilemmas and stuff.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah.
If you're doing actual, like, Pokemon breeding for stats, like, inbreeding is real bad. Anyway.
But, yeah. Anyways, back to this. If you or all of you can find something shiny enough to give it...
Anybody have anything really shiny to share with it?
No.
No,
I don't have anything shiny. Don't look at me. There's nothing shiny here. There's no shiny things. Nothing. Charlie has something shiny, I bet.
Says the one who has an entire chrome leg.
It's mine. I don't have anything.
I don't have a mark, but Charlie's going to offhandedly say, reaches into his bag, like, sticks his head in, kind of, like, kicks his leg up and does, like, the anime thing. Like, it's like a bag of holding. He's, like, going deeper into it. So all you see is like his feet cut off at like the boot cuff area. Oh, well, I mean, there's this. We got this a long time ago and holds up the Buggy MZ.
Yeah, yeah.
We haven't used this before.
That's true.
At least he and Charlie has that, something he actually wants to give up, though.
Yeah.
Buggy MZ, yeah. It's somewhat shiny, but...
What about your money, Charlie? You don't need all of that, right?
Money's the classic shiny thing, but...
I'm also wondering if it would be a smart thing to just walk away from this situation, though, because I'm sure that Zatu has foreseen something that makes it want this egg or something, and so I think they'll be back, and now this Gabite is weakened, so they'll have an easier time of it. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, you would think something sinister like that, wouldn't you, Sneeze? Just give a child away right after it's born, uh-huh. Yep, that's totally ethical. Totally ethical.
I don't want to do that. I'm saying we should, like, stop them or something. Don't let the trainer come and interfere.
Also, real quick comment here. When Liliana makes the comment about Charlie having all this money, he looks at her and just gives a huge eye roll.
She pretends not to notice.
I do enjoy the fact that Liliana definitely has the shiniest things.
Definitely.
This isn't anything for it. I'm just, this isn't a push for it because obviously this is playing the character, but I'm just looking at it and laughing that one of the things in Liliana's inventory is a shiny stone.
That's funny.
So yes, you know that you're going to have to appease it with more than just words because it is angry and territorial already, and it's also protecting an egg.
Thinking, and it's... is silly, but I kind of want to weaponize a potion because, like, so the Gabite's like in, yeah, the Gabite's injured and it's hurt, and so I'm like, you know, I could weaponize like a potion. I could like throw it in a sling, and I bet the damage that I do would not outdo the amount of damage it'd heal just by the potion exploding on it. Well, it'd probably have to be a super potion, but.
You could certainly try that. If you had the ability Fling, you could just toss it and just heal straight up. But
yeah, I don't know, guys. Charlie's got nothing right now.
Yep, and it is still Professor Sneeze's turn.
I'm of two minds. Okay, so maybe I need to roll on this. Because on the one hand, I want to leave Gabite Lady alone. But maybe with some defensiveness so that she can guard against the Zatu's attacks. But on the other hand, like, she's weakened. That Zatu's going to come back, steal her egg. So if we steal the egg first...
Finish the sentence.
Oh, I don't know. Then that'll stop the Zatu from stealing it.
Wait, so I misunderstood. I thought the Zatu was her Pokemon.
The Zatu was the woman's Pokemon, yes. The thing that is being assumed at the moment is that she was there for the egg.
But why is she so tired, right, though? Just because she's staking out and trying to get the egg, like...
And the medicine check also suggested that there was something wrong with her, some sort of illness that would be very hard to identify, let alone cure.
Oh, and the Gabite would have healing power.
Supposedly it has scales that can heal incurable things.
Oh.
Well, maybe we can see if we can, I don't know, strike up some sort of deal with the Gabite and somehow get a scale from it so that the girl can be happy and the Gabite and its baby can be left alone.
So she probably doesn't actually want the egg. She just wants the Gabite scale.
That's a distinct possibility.
Or she would want the egg so that then she could have endless supplies of Gabite scales. Near endless.
Mm-hmm. No, people aren't that mean. Have you guys met people before? People are fine.
Oh, Charlie.
People are fine.
I said, going back to striking a deal with the Gabite, it is still not appeased with anything.
I don't have anything shiny. Can I distract it with something shiny?
You can try.
Do you have a laser pointer?
I do, actually. I am the laser pointer.
Yeah.
There we go.
Oh, you could use an illusion to give it something shiny, quote-unquote.
But I don't want to totally deceive it, but, like, maybe. Like, okay, I'm going to at least distract it with an illusion of a glittery, shimmery crystal in the air.
I was going to say, don't do another hyper beam.
No, I'm not doing a hyper beam.
Yipes. Okay, so you're putting a glittery crystal into the...
I think we've had it do, like, a focus.
Yes, I think...
Rank.
That makes...
Against a relative thing.
Yes, and since you're trying to trick it, it would be against... So I would say that would be against its intuition check.
Okay.
Which, it being just a Gavite, that would just be 2d6 for it. And so you're basically using focus as deception. Or as guile, sorry, as guile.
All right, so I'll roll a focus... And that's an 8. That's real bad.
Well, lucky for you, it rolled a 2 and a 1.
Hey!
So it's still upset with all of you, but it doesn't look like it's attacking. It's just kind of watching the shiny thing and waiting for it to get close enough for it to grab at it. But it's definitely still staying, like, planted in front of its cave. That does seem to be avoiding it there. Next up, one of the carbink is a little faster than the others, and it shoots out another cluster of... rocks. These ones are somewhat smaller, but they land all around the front of the cave, and just as they land, one of them lifts up, shakes a little bit, and then shoots and hits Liliana, because you got closer to the cave entrance, specifically.
Ow!
You got hit with stealth rock.
You lose a tick of HP.
Aw, oh, man.
Grunge also, sorry, there are four rocks, so another one hits Grunge as well, because he's there. So Grunge also loses a tick of HP.
Okay.
And then it's Grunge's turn, so he loses another tick of HP due to the sandstorm.
Well, I'm definitely not going to have Grunge attack anything, but again, Liliana is going to follow up behind him and say, Grunge, okay, we have to let them know we're not here to hurt them, even though they're hurting us right now. But everything is going to be just fine. We're just trying to help them. And just, we're trying to protect them, doing what we can. Just let them know that.
It's going to happen. Grunge is going to turn, open up his mouth while looking at the Gavite, then close his mouth and turn to the carbink and start talking to them. Because the Gavite is not in a happy mood. Give me a charm check for Grunge.
Oh, he's such a charming boy. 13.
Carbink are the closest things to rock-shaped rabbits in the Pokemon world. So while they're a little skittish and they're looking at it there, they do kind of sit and warm up to him. They don't move away from the egg, but they seem to be kind of like leaning in and listening to Grunge and are a little more receptive and going through that. And you can tell that because... after Grunge's turn, the other three carbink go, but they don't do anything. So you're just kind of sitting and talking with Grunge.
Shmoopy, get some rain back! Shmoopy's going to use rain dance.
Okay. Shmoopy does her little undulating dance again, and it begins to rain, and the Gabite tears its gaze away from the shiny thing to growl in anger at Shmoopy.
Look, I'm sorry, the sand hurts.
Gavite gives you a long look like, it doesn't hurt me, and that's the point. And it kind of goes back to looking at the shiny thing. Back to the top of the round, it is Charlie's turn. You aren't really in combat. The carbink aren't going after you. The Gavite is distracted at the moment. So, the biggest thing at the moment is the moment the Gavite realizes that shiny thing doesn't exist, it's going to be a little more upset.
Somebody needs to give it some shiny stuff, please.
Yeah, I guess, you know what, Charlie's gonna do it. Like, really, guys, like, I mean, I know we got this special, the Z crystal here, the Bugganium Z, but, like, I don't know, I don't really have much of a use for it, I don't think. I mean, I suppose there are some situations where I could, but, like, I mean, unless anyone else has anything else shiny they're willing to give up for this thing, like... if we're going to calm it down and make any progress, like...
Fine. Okay, I'll help. Liliana takes out, like, 300 Pokeyen and tosses it over to the Gavite.
The Gavite manages to grab it with it. Well, it's Since you're out of combat, this works. Okay. The Gabbit kind of like scoops it up without looking on it, like reaches up and like bites it. Get it? Kind of like chews on it a bit. Looks at it and then tosses it back into the cave.
Why is that not good enough for you?
Oh, she's keeping it. Like,
just tosses it aside like that. Fine. Okay, good. Great. Is she happy now, Grunge? Is she okay?
As she throws it back into the cave, you don't hear... you do hear metal striking stone, but you also hear metal striking metal every once in a while. So there are shiny things in the cave, too.
She's a dragon. She has a horde.
But they might be a little deeper in... Mm-hmm. Grunge kind of looks at her, and she's still kind of eyeing that, and especially eyeing Shmoopy suspiciously, but is kind of settling back a bit. She doesn't seem happy by the fact that Liliana and Grunge are so close to the cave. But she also knows she's injured and you haven't attacked, so she's kind of in between at the moment. Charlie, did you give the beginning MZ then, or?
I mean, so that's a good question. Like, is it placated, or, like, do we still, like, does it need more, I guess, is the question.
Intuition or Pokemon education check?
Let's do that intuition check. So Charlie, I rolled a 13 for Charlie's intuition about whether the Gabite is placated, but, you know, let's use the Buginium Z, because we're not going to use it.
Right.
This is what it was for.
There you go. Yeah. Perfect. Yes. But the thing I will say from the intuition check is you know that while Gabite do highly recognize shiny things, it's run into money enough to have a rough idea of its value, and it knows that 300 poke is next to nothing. It's shiny, yeah. So it likes it, but it's like, thank you for tossing me these shiny scraps. Very nice.
Hey, it's still something.
That's why it took it, yeah.
Charlie says, Gabite, ma'am, like, I'm sorry for my friend. She kind of cheaped out on you. Like, she's... Don't worry about her. She's a little bit uncouth. Will you take this? Will this make you... will this placate you a little bit? Charlie's going to roll a charm on that as well, just to, like, hopefully smooth everything over so we can figure out what it needs and help it out. We got a 17 in charm.
17. Okay, with that, are you holding out the Buginium Z? How are you...
Because I'm trying to smooth talk this guy a little bit, I'm actually holding it out in two hands, and sitting in the palm of my two hands, and I'm offering it, to, you know, become friends.
Gabite is looking between you and the shiny thing that's kind of floating in the air, and going through them, and you see its eyes widen for a second at the shiny thing, and then it picks up another clump of earth and just throws it at the shiny thing and watches as it goes through. It kind of looks back down and stomps over to Charlie. Like, it stomps past Professor Sneeze, and it does not have any tail-based moves, but its tail still thwacks you on its way. And then it kind of stomps over to Charlie and looks down at the thing at the thing you're handing it, looks back up at you, and, like, goes down and with its teeth grabs it. Falls out and kind of chews on it a little. You see it, like, working with it. And kind of spits it out onto one wing. And is looking it over, kind of messing with it. And it wanders over and, like, sits down in front of its cave while fiddling with the shiny thing. It is much more docile now for the moment.
I'm gonna make the illusion disappear. Like, yeah, you saw through that, did you? Yeah, I knew you'd figure it out. I just wanted a chance to talk. But here, I do have this shiny thing.
One claw goes down towards the ground.
But look, I do have this shiny thing. And I hold out my Buginium Z and kind of toss it over to her and say it.
Catches it with the other claw. And you see it, like, comparing the two. And it looks like it's almost torn between being excited and disappointed. Because it's like, oh, there are more than one of these things. But now I have two of these things.
If you collect all seven, you can make a wish.
Charlie does like reach out and tries to pat the Gabite's head.
You pat its head once, and the second time its jaw closes very slowly over your hand, and then even slower lets go.
Charlie removes his hand.
I hope everything goes well for you. I don't know if that girl will be back We'll see if we can find out more about her.
I want to roll an intuition. Because what I want to find out is, one, how distracted is it by the bug in EMZ? And, like, we threw out the idea of, like, us protecting the egg by taking it. So the intuition I'm trying to find out is, like, one, could we, like, actually manage this? And two, when it found out, how mad would it be? Can I do that all in one roll?
Sure.
That is 11 in intuition.
It is sitting in front of its cave, so that it's physically difficult to get past it, but not impossible. And it is distracted and docile by this, so it might be a little more okay with doing it. In response to your question of how mad it would be, a Duskull or Dusclops, a Nidoqueen, a Luxray, and a Gabite / Garchomp. That seems like a pretty good team.
They'll take turns battling us, right?
They'll take on the Elite Four.
I mean, you just need to anger two more Pokemon and you have a full team.
There we go.
Did Liliana say out... Because Liliana did, like, the medicine check thing, right?
On the girl, yes.
Yep.
Did she say anything out loud about what could happen? Like, about, like... Does Charlie know that, like, the scales might give her some healing properties?
So here's the interesting thing. Liliana knows that the girl was sickly. Professor Sneeze knows that the scales have healing properties.
Oh.
Mm. Oh, interesting.
Or supposedly have healing properties.
Charlie was going to say, I couldn't possibly know what she could want, but, like, yeah, we all think she wants the egg. Charlie goes, Gabbit are cool and everything, but, like, why would you go to the trouble of, like, trying to take the egg from a Gabbite? Why would you want to do that?
I don't know. She's crazy. She looked terrible. I don't know if you guys saw those, like, giant circles under her eyes, and her skin just looked, I don't know, looked off. She did not look well, so I don't even know if she's right in the head.
You think she looked sick?
Oh, totally. Did you see her skin color?
Well, you know, Gabbite, their scales are said to have healing properties. So maybe she wasn't after the egg at all. Maybe she was after the Gabbite herself.
Maybe. So it's all just one big misunderstanding. Let's go home. No, just kidding.
If she's sick, maybe she needs help.
I mean, this is a Gabbite's den. Can we just, like, look around for some shed scales and, like... see if we can help her out with those.
But would a shed scale be enough? And Liliana looks to Professor Sneeze for that. Or does she need something fresh?
It must be freshly plucked from a dead Gabbite.
Oh, jeez.
Nilly, come here.
Yikes.
Oh, no.
That's in poor taste.
Nilly, get ready with a counter, and I'll use Hyper Beam, and we'll make it happen.
No.
Like, as far as I know, it's just scales, right?
As far as you know, and also, it is rumored to have healing properties.
Right.
There is no peer review stating whether they do or do not. Partially because they're the middle evolution Gabbite. If you're catching one, you're going to evolve it into a Garchomp. If it's in the wild, it's insanely territorial and dangerous.
Good enough for Charlie. He's rolling a perception check to find some, scales. On the floor of the cave in the cavern. Mm-hmm. We got, let's see here, that's 15, 18, 18 perception.
18, okay, are you wearing your dark vision goggles?
Yeah, he throws them on, like, they were resting on his forehead, and then he puts them on his eyes, leaving some nice, like, round circles on his forehead.
Yep, so yeah, you're looking in there, and it is darker in the cave. You can see it goes back a fair bit. There's a lot of collection of shiny things, some of them basically pieces of junk, some of them quite possibly fairly valuable. There's a number of Pokeballs in there, intact. Pokeballs of different types of balls, so... because Pokeballs are shiny, whether or not there's anything in them.
And they have very powerful Pokemon in them.
This one's got an Arceus.
Whether or not there's anything in there, you can't say. You do see a couple things, a couple pieces and things that could be scales of different types and different sizes, just before the Gabbite very deliberately shifts in front of you. and continues looking at its Buginium Z.
Oh, man.
Again, there's an egg in there, and it's already a territorial Pokemon. Mm-hmm. It's docile, not tame.
Grunge, do you think now that the Gabite is a little bit more chill, maybe we can just ask it for one of its fallen scales?
And some of those Pokeballs.
And some of those Pokeballs. And some of that Poke again. And some of those crystals.
No, Charlie doesn't ask that. Like, that's not what Charlie said.
No, just the scale. Just the scales.
All right, so are you asking the Gabite for a scale?
We're asking Grunge to ask the Gabite for a scale, yes.
Yeah, one of the scales that's already fallen.
Or whatever we feel are a sufficient amount of scales to heal the girl. But I suppose we don't really know that, do we?
No.
Professor Sneeze, you feel Archie's Pokeball shake at your belt.
Archie! Yeah, I bet you can help. Come on out! I send out Archie.
Okay, so Archie is released, and Grunge is hearing all this and goes and talks to the Gabite, who's responding back. All of your archetypes confirm. Can I get a general education check from Archie? A tech education check from Katana, but give her 46 instead of the 1 that she supposedly has.
Should I make that a permanent change or just for now?
Just for now.
Okay.
And then from Grunge, first of all, since Grunge is level 36, he can know the move Flamethrower.
Oh, okay.
That's on his move list, so if you want to give him Flamethrower.
Sweet.
And then after you do that, pick one of his fire-type moves and do an accuracy and damage check for it.
Okay.
Katana got a 15, 1-5, in tech.
One word for Flamethrower.
Ah.
Sorry. Archie got a 16, Gen Ed.
Okay, and then I'm choosing one of the fire?
Yep, one of his fire-type moves and do accuracy and damage.
Okay. Well, I'll do Flamethrower then, so... that was 11 for accuracy. 10. Thirty-four, fire special.
So as they're conferring and working with one another, Archie moves around and begins pointing at different places on the ground and digging them up and putting them together. Katana comes next and starts kind of working with them, formulating them into different things. And then Grunge walks over last and just breathes fire on the lot of the entire thing, making the superheated chunk, making the superheated chunk of earth in there that's glowing for a bit. And as it's glowing there, Katana comes back in, kind of swoops and works with it. And what ends up there as it cools is in kind of a dusky brownish, but still shiny and glittery glass, is roughly what might be, if you look and squint with one eye, a Gabite. It's definitely imperfect. It's glass. It's not as shiny as it could be. It's there, but it's there with everything. Yeah. And so then Grunge kind of steps back and pants happily, and the Gabite looks at it, looks at them, looks at it, and then reaches up with one claw and scratches at its right shoulder, and after scratching for a bit, a loose scale falls off, and it kind of looks at it, and then it picks up the shiny, the Gabite, the little, like, figurine thing, and places it in its cave. And then it kicks the scale, and it hits Shmoopy in the face. And then it very deliberately sits back down in front of its cave and goes back to looking at the Buginium Z.
Well, let's take this scale and I pick it up, just sits in front of Shmoopy. and let's see if we can find that girl and her Zatu. I'm assuming they need help, and we can find out more about what something's unsettling about what's going on here, so let's see. Maybe she can help, and we can help.
Maybe some of the Pokemon know if there are tunnels close by or any sort of underground systems.
First of all, Professor Sneeze, you did get a dragon scale. So then there's that. Does anyone have, I'm forgetting the name of it. It might be blind. It's a capability that whose name I am forgetting, like blind sense or something like that.
For us or our Pokemon?
Blind sense. It's, well... Blind sense isn't quite what I want. Either you or your Pokemon. Blind sense doesn't quite work because it's echolocation. anything that lets you read Ground Shaper? If anyone has, if anyone or your Pokemon have the Ground Shaper ability.
Somebody does. Who has Ground Shaper? Not one of mine, I don't think.
Like one of the ones I have on hand.
Because
I feel like we've talked about that one before. Or phasing? Phasing?
Phasing's not bad, but not quite. Like, phasing would let you deliberately go into the ground and try to find tunnels.
Sure.
But if they don't also have dark vision, that might be kind of difficult.
Well, I don't have anybody with phasing on hand either, so.
The other one is if Pokemon with teleport may be able to try to teleport from the same place.
Go, Nelly, go.
Surely if Nelly tries to teleport from that place, maybe she can find where they teleported to?
It would take a focus check to do so.
Yeah, I like that idea. Let's try it. Let's get... Nelly, come on out. Let's see what we can do about this. So, Nelly, these people teleported away, and, like, I want to see if you can follow them, all right?
Nelly kind of looks at you, goes over to it. Yeah, so she'd need a focus check for her to try.
Well, guess what? She's pretty darn good at focus. Her min roll here is going to be an 8. So we have 12 plus 4 is 16 in focus for Nelly.
Nelly goes over to where the Zatu and the girl disappeared and sits and focuses for a second, and then in a burst of purple light, she vanishes. A couple seconds go by, couple more seconds. Then there's a flash of purple and Nelly reappears in the same place.
Oh, yeah. Did you find him?
Do you hear the words yes and no in your head? Remember, Nelly has telepath.
I am remembering that.
And then she holds out the claw that isn't holding a spoon.
Charlie grabs it.
Okay.
I grab onto Charlie and hold out a hand to Liliana. I return Shmoopy.
Oh, she grabs on and returns Grunge.
Nelly looks at you and goes, one at a time.
Oh.
Like, she literally can only take one willing person with her at a time, so.
All right, we'll wait.
That also means Katana steps away from Charlie.
Oh, I was going to say Katana would, like, Charlie poofs away and Katana falls, like, 3 feet.
She figured it out just in time, I'm afraid.
She is pretty darn smart. All right, good.
There's a flash of purple light and Charlie and Nelly disappear from your side of things. Charlie, there's a bit of a haze of purple, and then you reappear in a tunnel that is more well lit than you expected. You can see the rock walls, you can see the rough timbers of it there, and you can also see a cluster of softly glowing crystals protruding out of one wall and giving the area its illumination. There's no sign of anyone else on either way from the tunnel or in any area for it. Nelly kind of looks at Charlie for a second. Looks over at, and then in a flash of purple light, she disappears. Up on top, Nelly reappears and holds out her claw again.
Ladies first.
While Nilly's doing that, can Charlie run a perception check looking for, like, any, like, secret passageways or anything that might be hidden like that?
Sure.
Liliana grabs onto Nelly.
As Charlie's rolling perception, Nelly disappears in a flash of purple, and there's a haze, and... Liliana comes to this tunnel that's lit by a softly glowing crystal.
It is 16 in perception.
16. As far as you can tell, this is naturally made. In fact, it looks roughly similar to the tunnels you went through on the crystal caverns. Nelly disappears and reappears, has her claw out.
Sneeze takes her hand.
Just before you disappear, you feel something sharp poke at one of your legs. And then you disappear and reappear. And then Nelly vanishes in purple again as you're looking around and comes back down with Katana, who is just staring at Professor's knees.
I did say ladies first, didn't I?
So rude. Am I right, Katana?
One point comes up, points at one eye, and then points at Professor Sneeze. And then Katana vanishes, as is her usual thing.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But yes, you are deep in this tunnel. That doesn't seem to have any secret entrances. doesn't seem to have any secrets. And Shazer exits. It's going in a direction. Katana disappeared for a second, and then she reappears and is looking around because she has the tracker capability. Okay. She's looking at the ground, and she points down one direction in the tunnel, which it's hard to tell because you just, you know, vanished and reappeared. But judging on the way you were looking before you came down, this is opposite of the cave where the Gabite is, deeper into the desert.
Well, let's go along, try to find her, huh?
Yeah.
Can I do a perception to see if I can find any, like, tracks at all?
Sure, yes.
Sixteen.
All right, it is a rocky tunnel. There's not too much going on, but there's enough, like, scuff in the dirt and the rock on the bottom that you're pretty sure you can see signs of human footsteps, both heading in this direction and stopping right near where you are, and heading away. There's none on the opposite side.
Okay. This way, guys. And Liliana grabs Charlie's, like, sleeve of his shirt.
All right.
With that, I think that is where we will end for the day. Thank you for joining us this week. You can find us online at tapestryradio.org/Pokemon-rollout, on Twitter at PokeRollPodcast, and on Facebook, facebook.com/PokeRollout. Join our Facebook group, the Pokemon Rollout Tap Room. As long as you're not a robot, we'll approve your request to join. There you can join in the conversation with creators and fans and become a part of the Pokemon Rollout community. Especially go to our Discord through there. We have a brand new Discord, so I think you can get to the new Discord, but I think you'll go to the old Discord and then to the new Discord. We're going to get it all sorted. It might already be sorted by the time this one comes out.
Fingers crossed.
Follow our network on Twitter, at Tapster Radio, and check out some of our other great shows at tapsterradio.org, like Intermission, Michael and Ethan in a Room with Scotch, Freddy Goes to a Podcast, and Us Play Fiasco. A special thank you to Rocco W. for our theme music, Electric Donkey Muscles, and feel free to check the show notes for the other music and sound effects used in this episode. Once again, I'm Nick, and while I don't really use Twitter, especially after the mess, you can still follow me there technically, at PokeRollNick.
I'm Paul on Twitter or X. You can find me at Prof Snag. Come say hi to me there, and then, as Nick was mentioning, come see us on our Discord. We try to have lots of fun there. We play lots of games and do interesting things related to Pokemon there. So come to our Discord.
I'm Michael. I want to plug a new show on the Tapestry Radio Network called Vampires and Mermaids. Check out that show. And they, as of this recording, the hosts of that show recently were guests on Michael and Ethan in a Room with Scotch to discuss Stephen King's book Salem's Lot. So check those episodes out.
Can you tell us a little bit about what that is about? Because I'm kind of intrigued. And
yeah, it's two friends who one brings some facts and history about vampires and vampires, and the other brings some facts and history about mermaids. Not like the actual creatures, but like the lore and the stories and some from pop culture. There's an episode about Count Chocula. Okay. All this stuff to find out some of the lore and things. So yeah, it's really cool.
Neat. And I'm Lydia, and I really don't use Twitter or X or whatever you want to call it these days. But we're also on Instagram at Pokemon Rollout.
See you soon. You can follow me on Twitter at Behind Your Eyelie. That's Behind Your EYE.
Wait, did you say see you soon?
If you like what we do here every other week on Pokemon Rollout, tell a friend, retweet us, and especially please rate us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. If you really like us, donate to us on Patreon, patreon.com/PokeRollPodcast, and get some sweet rewards. Special thanks to our patrons, Kyle Albert, Brandon Smith, Dr. Audino, Peter Stadmuller, Micah Greenspoon, Taylor Bonforte, Zach Parsons, David Harshman, Michael, Matt Carlton, Aska Blood, Jeffrey Sho, Casey DeFritis, Andrew Weil, Spencer Toole, Arming Sword and Buckler, Snarfle Bark, Starling, Vincent Nazarishan, Andrew Case, Froxus Legendary, Scotty Newton, Ursa 93, Terry Fowl, Julia Egan, Lauren Polson, Nathan Hemelgar, Big Fat Nuke, Warren the Patronizer, Autumn and April Arndt. You guys are awesome, and we can't say it enough. We really appreciate all that you, the gentle listeners, do for us. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you later.
What's your name? I'm Paul. That's not the intro.
Yeah, it is.
But why do I have to say I'm Paul? I said it wrong.
You don't need to yell into the microphone. Look at that. Look at all of those. Oh my goodness.
Okay.
No. Why don't you just stand back?
Because I need to read.
You're such a loud man, though.
Okay. Hi, my name is Paul, and I play Charles.
You got the first name wrong.
What's the first name?
Charlie.
Oh, what did I say? Michael.
Charles. My name is Charles.
Okay. Alright, final take. This is the one.
You got this, baby. Here, wait, let me just make sure. You don't need to yell, though. You can just speak at your regular volume.
No, Lydia, that's how I do intros.
Yeah, but honey, you're loud enough as it.
Hello!
Obscurantism and obfuscation.
Orally observed, gentle listener.
Gentle listener.
Gentle listener.
Gentle listener. Gentle listener.
Obviated objects of oblivion.
Obambulating about.
Offered unto
offered
you.
Offered unto you.
Offered unto you.
In the Tapestry Radio Network.
Tapestryradio.org.
From our fancy to yours.